Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. You are listening to episode 203 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and I'm so excited to have you join us today. We're in the middle of our five-day challenge. You're joining us on day three, all about launching in the next 90 days. We're talking how to plan, create, and launch your first or next digital product. Now, if you've missed day one and day two, no worries. I would highly suggest hitting pause and going back, starting over. It'll make a lot more sense if you start from the beginning. Now, challenge weeks are usually our biggest watch weeks, or I should say listen weeks. Everybody's going, how do I get results in just 5 days? So this is a really great example of that. Now, every day I will be going on live on my fan page at Stacey Tuschel at noon central, and you're actually listening to today's episode. So let's head on over to today's Facebook Live. Hey there, and welcome to day three of our five-day challenge, how to plan, create, and launch your first or next digital product. I'm Stacey Tuschel from She's Building Her Empire, and I'm so excited to have you joining us today. Now, if you're just catching me live for the first time, no worries. All of these recordings, they're all standalone training. So you don't have to know what day one or day two was if you want to stick around and listen to day three, all right? So again, what are we talking about today? Well, first of all, day one, we talked about your vision. If you don't know where you want to go, it's going to be a little hard to get there, and it's going to take you a lot longer than it should. Day two was all about your perfect person, right? Who do you want to serve, right? Because how can we create products that sell today if we don't know who we're actually serving, all right? Thank you guys so much for joining. Let me know who's here. I see Mary and Sharon have jumped on. Hello, hello. All right, so products that sell. I am actually going to be giving, I've kind of been in the Facebook group, answering a lot of your questions, but I'm also going to pick a few questions to talk about today. Hey, Audra, and hey, Tracy. Excited for you guys to be here. Now, today is a big day, and it was actually a complete addition to our last time that we did this challenge, which I'm so excited to see how many second timers we have going through the five-day challenge. I was really thinking there'd be a lot of people to say, oh, I already did it, and I was nervous because I know that the rinse and repeat method is always a great way to go. So I love seeing how many people have gone through it two times. So I want to see if anybody here has gone through it twice, because I know this is going to help you kind of just really map out those next 90 days, okay? Great. So with that said, I totally lost my train of thought. I was so excited when I saw everybody jumping on. Now, with that said, products that sell today, okay? We are making sure, oh, this is what I was going to say. This is an addition to the last time around. So if you did do the challenge last time, you did not have this day listed, okay? It was a little bit different last time. So today is all about products that sell, and I really want you to dive in deep, especially if you are the second timers, right? Because this is another day that's going to take you to a whole nother level, okay? Good. All right. So here's what I want you to be aware of, okay? I think there is a fine line between what we think is over-delivering and then what our customer feels as overwhelm, okay? So over-deliver can really be overwhelm, all right? So when you're creating a product that sells, we usually want to throw in like everything but the kitchen sink, and it's just this like the most incredible product. I see some thumbs up going here, and I know you're feeling this because I did that too. I thought, oh, but they need this and they need that. Okay, here's what I want you to know. You're going to have more than one course to sell. We're just starting with one course, okay? So you're not teaching them how to do everything you know as amazing as you're currently doing it right now, okay? There is going to be one area that we focus on. So one focal point that is going to dive deep. It's better to go deep in one area than it's going to be to cover everything but really just be surface level, and you're not really helping them enough to actually do what you've done, okay? So, Kristen just said truth, okay? I Totally. And I've done this before, you guys. And I see it with my clients all the time. They come to me, we're creating their product, and they're like, here you go, what do you think? And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's too much. There's just too much there. Okay. So recently I started working with Rachel, who is amazing in the fitness space. And while she's been in the fitness space, she has been growing her social media like crazy, just crazy results. And she now wants to do something in the social media space for other entrepreneurs, which she should, because I was going, how are you getting these results? Like, this is crazy. So she is now teaching people. Well, first I'll kind of backtrack just a minute. She came to me and said, okay, I'm doing really well on Instagram and YouTube and Pinterest and this. And she wanted to show you how to repurpose everything and everywhere. And it, when it came to me, I said to her, okay, this feels like level four and your people need level one. So let's like peel back some layers here. Where can we go deep? And she said, well, Pinterest is really my jam. It is where I'm doing really, really well. She's had one blog post pinned 30,000 times, okay? So when she says she knows what she's doing on Pinterest, she knows what she's doing on Pinterest. So I think it was a really, really good choice for her to just focus in on Pinterest, even though she's really great at YouTube and she's really great at Instagram. She has 50,000 followers on Facebook. So she could teach all over. Mary just said, wow, that's what I said. I'm like, wait, what do you need me to coach you on? Okay, so she's phenomenal. And now that she's focused her niche on just teaching Pinterest for now, she is really, really growing and kind of just jump starting into this business, okay? So yes, Justine said, every blogger's dream. Absolutely. So, and it just shows you, you know, a month ago, she was still just in the fitness space. And all of a sudden, she's looking at these results going, I should be doing this, which she absolutely should, okay? So I love using Rachel as an example because first, she's a go-getter and she gets stuff done. But second, she really is teachable and she listened to that moment of, okay, I think I've got too much stuff here. Let's just dive in deep with Pinterest. And trust me, there's going to be a lot of people saying, I want to know what you're doing. She doesn't need to be an expert. She doesn't need to have a following. She doesn't need to be anybody that you've ever heard of before. But if I said to you, do you want to learn how to pin a post 30,000 times? You're going to say, yeah, I do, right? So that is how you sell a product, right? You get those results or you get other people those results. So that's why I brought that up to you, I think, yesterday. Time is just flying. I said to you yesterday, make sure you're really kind of looking within and saying, why would somebody buy this from me? Why? What would they want to know? So remember, you've got to talk to the person a little while ago, not you right now, okay? You wouldn't hire you right now, so nobody else is going to either. You want to make sure you're talking to the girl just a few months ago or years ago, okay? So when Rachel came to me with the first course, it was overwhelm. She thought it was over-delivering, but it was definitely overwhelm. Now, after kind of peeling some of those things away, it is a really amazing course, okay? There might even be a time to go, are we still overwhelming? Should we pull back some of these things? So I don't think you need to create like this huge $2,000 course, and especially because most of us, we don't come out with $2,000 courses. We give them everything and it's only $97, right? Which can be a huge red flag to somebody buying because they're thinking, well, wait a minute, all these other courses that look as good as yours are $2,000. If hers is only 97, it's probably not as good, or she's probably new, or she probably just doesn't know her stuff, right? Or she hasn't done the market research to know that this product should sell for $2,000. So pricing is a big, big deal, and we'll talk about that a little bit today. I'll try to jump on later too and answer some pricing questions because those have been flying all over the place, okay? So, all right, I want your product to have one big, bold promise, okay? So if you feel like it just has way too many things going on, look at it again and figure that out, okay? Emily, totally normal. Pricing is so hard for all of us. And I say all of us because everybody struggles with pricing because we still have to eventually raise our prices. And I don't think anybody is just so easy going, okay, I'll just raise them from 15 to 20,000, right? It's hard to raise those prices. So I think it's something that we're always looking at. How do I get the next one? How do I get the next one? It's hard. And you have to raise your prices. You absolutely do. Okay. So it's normal. We're with you. Julie said pricing is a big pain point for her too. I agree completely. Okay. So with that said, I want this product to have a very unique selling point. Okay. So why would I buy from you? Okay. If you and me do the exact same thing, why is somebody else going to pick you over me? You've got to figure that out. Okay. You've got to figure out what makes you different. Why are you doing this? When I came into the space, I was looking at everybody's bios and I was like, okay, I've got to say, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm an entrepreneur, and I felt very cookie cutter. Okay. Then I realized the parts of me that I didn't feel like I should share, or like, oh, but nobody else has that kind of stuff, so I shouldn't. That's the kind of stuff I should have been sharing. So for me, my story is I've been an entrepreneur since the age of 18, right out of high school, started in my parents' backyard, and have grown that business to a 7-figure business. That is my story. Very different. Why choose me? Because it's something that it's not the cookie cutter entrepreneur, author, this. It's a real reason. I have different experience that a lot of online entrepreneurs don't have. I have a 15-year-old business right now. So think about, what can you say about you? What makes you different? Why would somebody listen to you? You don't need to be this crazy expert in this space, but if you're getting results or you've done the research and you know, I want you to be thinking about that, okay? All right, perfect, you guys. So the unique selling point, that's something you're gonna be doing today. And then I want you to think about, how is it designed? So for instance, how do your people want to receive it? Do they want to receive it in workbooks or like a Facebook form, or it's just Facebook video, like Facebook Lives? Maybe you want to have it in like a DIY version where they just get it, they do it themselves, they figure it out on their own, they take their time. Do you want done for you services? Do you feel like, hey, listen, I could actually help them implement and get this done? Okay. What else is there? Do you want it in a group coaching program? Do you want to have a select group in a mastermind? Do you want to do private coaching? I mean, do you want to work one-on-one? It's completely up to you the way that you're doing it. Okay. So there's many options. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about, how do we actually get this out there? Okay. So today is about creating it. And I don't mean creating it like I want this online course done by tomorrow. I mean, let's get the nuts and bolts of what this feels like, what this looks like. What are the things that, like the outline, what are we teaching? I actually believe in pre-selling a course that isn't even created yet, which we'll dive into on Friday, okay? So I don't want to just scare you to make you think like you're creating this course this week. No, no, no. I do not want you doing that, okay? Yeah, there are a ton of options. So you could decide what you want to do. This is all, I'm just reading this right from the email. So anything that I'm seeing here that you're like, oh, I got to go back, check the email or check the Facebook pin post inside of She's Building Her Empire. If you want to get the email still and you're not on that list, you can go to bit.ly/launched-in-90-challenge. And we'll put the link in the comments too, again, for you guys, okay? Okay, so before we dive into our day 3 assignments, and funny side note, I almost came on here today and did day 4. You would have been totally confused and I probably wouldn't have caught myself. So I'm so glad I figured that out right before I jumped on. That would have been not great. So anyway, before I do that, today I actually am super excited. So we have a new sponsor for the podcast. And remember, all of my Facebook Lives, I actually repurpose them for the She's Building Her Empire podcast. So in case you're ever going, I need to listen to this on the go, go check out on iTunes. We're on there as well, okay? So we have a really cool sponsor, FabFitFun.com. I'm super excited for them. I'm actually going to be doing the September box reveal today. So it's a subscription box, which I used to do one for my 4-year-old when she was just a baby. Every month a subscription box would come to me with baby products and I loved it. But now what's cool about this is it's for us. Like, we get to actually open up the cool stuff and figure out what's inside. So it's a seasonal box. And I like that too, because it comes every quarter versus every single month. And it's only $49.99, but I have a coupon code for you guys. If anybody wants to check out fabfitfun.com, coupon code is empire, and you're going to get the box for only $39.99. And there's over $200 worth of stuff inside. And I have their September box already. I'm going to show you guys later in a Facebook Live, and I'll put it on Instagram too. I'm in love with the stuff. There is one item in there that I would have spent $40 on just for that item. So I can tell you it is loaded with stuff, and you're going to love it, okay? So go to fabfitfun.com and check them out. All right, so let's keep going. We're talking about day three's assignment, and then I'm going to stick around and take some questions for you guys, okay? Dina, it is a quarterly, just like once every season. Yep, good question. So day three, here's what we're doing today. How long do you think you need to provide the transformation, okay? So a couple things to think about. One is, how long do you want the program to last? Do you want it to be like 30 days? Do you think you could get it done in 6 weeks? 12 weeks, a year. Okay, so how do you want to do it? But then how long do they need? Okay, if you do a 30-day program and they feel so overwhelmed, like they need at least another month, you got to be thinking about that. Okay, so how long are you thinking? And then remember, you'll change that program. Like you can have a 4-week, you know, get started type program and then have a bigger one later to kind of figure out that customer journey. That's a larger price product that maybe is 90 days. I wouldn't suggest going from a freebie to here's my 12-month program, okay? So I like to have that journey where there's a little bit of everything. So figure out which product are you selling right now. Are you starting with a 30-day, a 6-week, 12-week, 6 months? Those are usually like the typical numbers that you're gonna see, okay? Now, so that's one of the questions. Number two, if you were to break your solution into phases, meaning, let's say you do 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks, what is the outline of the product? So this is a good question because this is going to make you figure out, okay, if I'm doing a 6-week module, like 6 weeks in a row, I've got 6 chapters, 6 titles, right? What are those 6? I'm making you today outline what you're doing in each one, okay? I'm going to help you make sure you do not overwhelm people by helping you do this specifically, okay? Now, the next question, question number three, what bonuses do you feel that you can offer that will complement your product without adding the overwhelm in? Now, bonuses are really cool. And the reason that bonuses, like why they exist, first of all, to get that excitement of, oh, wow, like I should get this because there's this add-on. Sometimes bonuses are not complementary and they feel like a totally different course. When I throw in bonuses, I want them to complement what they're already doing. For instance, if I taught you this course and I'm teaching nothing on Facebook ads and you're thinking, well, what about Facebook ads? Okay, to have a bonus on Facebook ads makes sense. If I'm teaching you this course and I'm saying, do Facebook, do Facebook, do Facebook, and I've got all the Facebook stuff in, and then my bonus is like Pinterest, you might go, oh my goodness, I have to do Pinterest too, right? So ask yourself, what is a great bonus to throw in that complements it and doesn't just add on top of, oh my goodness, this is so much stuff, I'm never gonna get this done, okay? All right, and then Dina just said, bonuses are a challenge for me. I don't have much of an idea for those. So what's cool about bonuses, you guys, and I do my own bonuses, but then I also have other people do bonuses for me. A lot of times we swap bonuses for free. So for instance, I might do a bonus for them when they sell a course and they do a bonus for me. What if you're thinking, well, I've done a bonus or what I've offered, but nobody's asked me, would that still make sense? Yes, because it's visibility. When you're a bonus for somebody, you're on their sales page. So everybody that checks out their sales page is going to see your name, your picture, like what you're doing. So that's really cool to be able to do that for sure, okay? Joanne, a bonus can absolutely be a one-on-one phone call. I do that a lot. I shouldn't say a lot. I do that with like my higher end programs where they really want to dive in deep. If you do it on smaller programs, first, pricing doesn't make sense, right? They're not paying enough to get that one-on-one time. And they might not even be, phone calls can be really intimidating for people. You think, oh, they're going to love this. They're thinking, I don't know what to ask her. I'm afraid, like I'm nervous of what to say. So don't always think that these one-on-ones are this huge thing or everybody's going to want one. Sometimes they get really scared to do it, okay? So I do feel like in the higher end programs where they're looking for your guidance and your expertise, they love the one-on-ones and they jump on it quickly because they know that not only with the group program, the one-on-one is going to really help you get that guidance, okay? So great question, Joanne. Okay, so with that said, based on the big bold promise of your product, what is the price of it? So I'm going to talk about price and then I'm going to answer Amanda's questions of what are we actually selling here, okay? So based on that big promise of your product, okay, so I don't care if it's a phone call. you might think, well, I'm only selling a phone call, so I could only charge like $197 or $297. It depends on what we're teaching them on that call. If I go to a conference and I spend $10,000 for 2 days and I come home with just this incredible, like I have so much knowledge to share. If I said to you, listen, we can jump on a call today and I'm going to teach you everything I learned at that conference for $1,000, could I do that? Absolutely. Somebody's thinking, whoa, she's going to give me all of this information, all the good stuff that I need to know for that price point. Okay. So it's not about like what makes sense to charge. It's all about what's the value behind it? What are they getting for it? Okay. So if you sell a $2,000 product, but the value of the person that follows through with it does it, maybe she makes 10 grand from it, 2,000 is nothing, right? So what's the return on investment? Now, sometimes we're not selling something that makes people money, but we're selling something that makes it easy for them. So for instance, when my youngest baby was like in the early stages, she was not sleeping through the night. We were struggling. Baby number one was like amazing, slept through the night very quickly. Baby number two did not. What would I pay for somebody to help me figure out how to get her to sleep? The answer is pretty much anything. Like if you could help me do this, I will make this happen because the value to that is I get to sleep. Like I get my life back when my child starts to sleep. Okay. So ask yourself, what is the value? Not like, well, it's just a 12-page workbook, so it should be $39. Not if the workbook's teaching me something that's going to be super, super valuable. Okay. All right, so those are the four questions that I asked today. I'm gonna go back here in just a minute, so don't leave yet. So today you're answering the questions, you're putting the hashtag launched in 90, hashtag day three, so make sure to throw that in the Facebook group. Make sure if you're using Instagram as well, make sure to hashtag launched in 90 as well so we can go find you in there too, okay? Now, I will be back again tomorrow for sure at noon central, but I might jump on tonight because that was fun last night, just kind of answering some questions. So I'm going to go through some questions right now to make sure that I answer these before we go. Okay, so Amanda said, what are the items, products that sell? Amanda, you might have jumped on after we went through this, but I told you in the beginning, what my question was, what does your audience want? Like, do they want a DIY training? Do they want audio, video? Do they want a membership site? Do they want a group coaching program? Do they want a 30 days in a Facebook group? Like, what do they want specifically? Okay. But the most common are a DIY program, then like group coaching, masterminds. There could be, and I'll tell you this too, is usually in the beginning, we want to start with DIY and just let everybody buy the DIY. However, DIY in the beginning, I personally have noticed and realized that usually the DIY in the beginning, it's not a $2,000 DIY. If you have no list, no following, etc., you want people to get to know you a little bit. So take them on that journey. Have your DIY be something that's $19 or $197. Like ease them in, get them to love you, and then show them the upsell, okay? But coming in here at $2,000 for a DIY course, it could happen. You could sell it. People do it. It's a lot more rare than it is to get them to start with you smaller and then join you on that journey, okay? It's if you don't have credibility, right? So I definitely have people that jump in here and go from like freebie to $2,000 a month private or something, right? But I also have the credibility of people that are watching me, the comments, people, things people are saying. I have testimonials. People will see that. A year or 2 years ago, jumping in brand new, I had zero people watching me on Facebook. I had zero people in a Facebook group. Like those numbers need to be there for people to feel credible, or you need to have the results of that case study to show people. So for instance, like I told you, Rachel jumping into Pinterest, she doesn't have a following yet, but she's creating it very, very quickly because she has the case study of what she has done and people are going, teach me what you're doing, okay? So definitely be thinking about that. Now, let me keep answering some of these really quick. Oh, hang on. Okay, so Mo said, I'm caught up in the question of creating a freebie, a paid, or both. Okay, love this. So remember, we want to be list building this entire time. So we want to start with a freebie that leads into a product that sells, okay? Now, tomorrow, we're talking about how to create that freebie, what it's going to be like, how are we launching. Tomorrow is the big day the big answer that you're waiting for of what should I be doing, right? We're going to be talking about four different strategies that you can pick from. They're the most popular. We'll go over the pros, the cons. I am not biased. I will not tell you to pick one way or the other. I am just here to show you the options and then let you decide what's good for you and what's good for your audience, okay? So Mo, we definitely want free as fast as we can to build our list, but then we also want that free to lead somewhere to sell, okay? And selling is not just about you. Your people are waiting for you to sell something. If they're loving your free stuff, they're going, so what's next? What's the next step, okay? Okay. And that just happened to me too. So in my Profit Mastermind that ended this past summer, I had ladies go, so now what's happening after this? Like what's the next step? So we literally created a new program for alumni of the Profit Mastermind because they were going, well, now I want to do something else with you. Like, how do we keep going? So you are going to get that naturally to happen with you as you're creating these products, programs, and services. Okay. All right, so Dina said, bonuses are a challenge. She doesn't really know how to do this. So here's what I would tell you, Dina. Ask yourself, what are the objections of the buyers? And then answer them with the bonuses, okay? So if somebody said to me, I really want to buy your product, but I'm stuck on writing copy. I feel like I have to spend even more money after you with copywriting. What if I said to you, oh, but I've got a bonus, right? I've got a bonus of some sort of copywriting services or a copywriting training. So now that person's going, oh, and it's including this? Like, that's so perfect, right? Maybe my person's stuck on, but how do I design it or how do I do this? And now I'm going, hey, I've got this Canva tutorial of how I'm going to share with you, you know, my 10 templates. Maybe I'm giving it to them, okay? So ask yourself, what are their objections? And then how can you give it to them as a bonus, okay? All right, so Elizabeth said, this idea of linking and repurposing with podcasting, Instagram, Facebook Live, Pinterest is super overwhelming to me, but it sounds like it could be very efficient, which I love. Okay, so it's not overwhelming. It actually makes my life a million times easier because all it is a system, okay? So I am a huge fan of systems. That's why I can run multiple businesses and still have a life and still have children and not be invisible to them, okay? So all it is a system. We literally just have it like a checkbox of what we have to do every single day. All I have to do, guys, is like one thing. Actually, two things now. I do Facebook Live and I do my Instagram stories, okay? The rest can be taken and repurposed. I am recording the podcast right now on a microphone that's in front of me. After I'm done recording, it automatically gets uploaded to a Dropbox folder and the editor gets it and does it and publishes it. I do nothing. So if you're thinking, oh my goodness, I can't believe she does a podcast too, I forget that I do a podcast. Like, that is how easy it is for me to do it. So Elizabeth, don't be overwhelmed. Be excited because it's as simple as a system, and systems are my thing. Like, that is how we set everything up that keeps it just flowing and not feeling so overwhelmed, okay? All right. A lot of times the bonuses you're coming up with are for in-person. Digital and online bonuses are more challenging for me to come up with. Yeah, so usually it is a done-for-you type service, or you're sharing a template, or you're giving them a free workbook, or maybe it's a bonus video training, or again, doesn't have to be you. It could be another expert sharing that information with you too. Are bonuses always established prior to the product launch, or can you surprise bonus during the course of the product? Ugh, such a good question. Okay. So I do like to do surprises that people don't know exist because I like to over-deliver and wow them. Over-deliver, not overwhelm. And I like to wow them and have them go like, oh, I, like literally say, oh, wow, like I can't believe that's included, right? But you also want to make sure that the selling is still powerful enough that they're feeling like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. I'm getting all this stuff, okay? So you want the selling part to be loaded with everything, those bonuses. But then yes, in the middle of the course, you can surprise them by mailing out a package or something, or surprise them. Maybe they don't even know they're getting a private call with you, but you're going to tell them 30 days in, sign up here, you're getting this today. Last year in one of my programs, as a Christmas present, I messaged out everybody and said, hey guys, if you want a 30-minute private call with me, schedule it here for free. And they could just get a link and go. They had no idea what was happening. People were so excited. And it was just something where I said, it was totally a last minute thing. It was one of those things like over Christmas break, I had nothing planned. Like my week was empty. I had nothing to do. And I'm like, hey, if my clients want to talk with me, I'll talk with them. Like I would love to hang out with them. So I sent a last minute little link to a private and they were ecstatic. So yeah, you absolutely can surprise people during. They love it. Who doesn't want a surprise that's going to benefit them? Okay. Yes, a workbook can absolutely be a bonus for a low end product. Yes, for sure. Okay. Julie said, is a 50 page workbook too big for a freebie? Okay. Here's what I'll tell you. These workbooks can be like you flip and you're like, it's like image after image and you're just like half of it's fluff. Okay. I have a workbook that's like 26 pages, but it's definitely, I mean, there's meat, there's content, but I'm definitely flipping through like logos and pretty stuff. If you had like 50 pages of real content for a freebie, that's probably too much. I probably would give really good value on like bullet points and what they can do it, why they can do it, and then go to sell the how later. I think 50 could be a little bit smaller, unless it is a little fluff and there's pretty pictures and things like that where they're going to easily get through it. You want them to finish. You want them to feel like I'm a success, right? Why are 5-day challenges so successful? Because people actually finish a 5-day challenge. Why were 30-day challenges not so successful? Because nobody can commit to 30 days anymore. Who's got a month to get something done, right? So we like the short, sweet, give it to me. Let's get this done. Let's move on, okay? So I think sometimes too, we think, oh, these trainings have to be like 10 hours long and this and that. My training videos, I have anywhere from like 5 to 10 minutes. And not that it's once a week, 5 to 10 minutes, but there's little short videos because I know my perfect person is busy and she might only have 5 or 10 minutes to squeeze me in here and there. So I wanted it to be super easy for her to go and watch a video and come back later. Okay. So I don't think you need to look at a video and have it be an hour long. I think people like short and sweet as long as the value is there. Okay. Okay. This is a great question. Heather Lee, she said, I have a clothing brand, Facebook fan page, and a Facebook group for photographers to share their work. I just started to mentor. I was wondering if I should have a separate Facebook fan page since the one is more related. Yeah. Okay. So here's what I'm going to say when you have like these two passions, which a lot of us do, is I would separate them because you want to feel like that expert in both areas, okay? If they're not completely related, like the clothing brand and photography, not related, I would separate them. Now, and kind of like the website too, you want to have this website of here's what I do, here's why I'm an expert. If you have a website where it's like the clothing and then click here for the photographers, it starts to get a little messy, okay? So I love that you're multi-passionate. Unfortunately, the thing that comes with that is we kind of have to do double the work because we have two different businesses that we offer. Okay. So I have dance studios and I have this business too. They're totally separated. My two locations for my studios, really it's like one location, it really is like one business still. So that makes it easier for me and it makes sense because they're close enough. But like that business and this business, nothing to do with each other, totally separate everything. So I would definitely make sure that your brand still feels like that without taking away from one or the other, okay? Emily said, I'm really stuck on the idea of using a trial. Can you say tell me more what that means, Emily? Okay, Dina said, I have freebies. Should I require people to go through the freebie in order to get the paid product, or should I have paid products available alongside them? Okay. I would say I like to have paid products just ready to go if somebody wants to buy. Literally have people emailing us saying, hey, what paid programs do we have? We have a work with me section on my shesbuildingherempire.com website where you can literally go and buy something right now, which I think your people want. Sometimes they're going, okay, they maybe have gotten the freebie or they're watching a Facebook Live and they've gotten enough. A Facebook Live is a freebie. We just didn't grab their email, okay? So if they fall in love with you and they're going, I'm ready to buy from her, let them go and buy something, okay? We also have areas where they can apply on our website. So they might not be able to buy private coaching or buy a one-day intensive with me, but they can apply. So at least gets the ball rolling and it gets that that process started without them feeling like they have to wait until the door is open for something, okay? All right, hopefully that answered your question, but your freebie definitely needs to lead into your paid product. Oh, got it, Emily, thank you. Does it make sense to have a free value and then lead into a 7-day trial for a discount price? Okay. So with like a membership site, can she give a freebie and then give a freebie to that? What I like to do with membership sites is instead of a freebie where like a free trial where they get it for 7 days, they don't put in their credit card, is I like to actually give them a coupon code. So let's say your membership site's $19 a month. The first month, I'm going to give you an $18 coupon code. Why? Because I want you to put in your credit card. I don't have a membership site, but this is what I would do. I would want you to put in your credit card and get charged a dollar. So in 30 days, you're automatically charged next time. Okay. So that is what I would specifically do if I had a membership site and I wanted to give them a free trial. I would give it to them for that dollar, knowing it's going to reoccur. Okay. And I have done it before too, where if it's a higher price product, like I did it where it was like $247, I let them do it for $47. I gave them a $200 coupon code to come try something out because you're pretty invested at $47. And now it's my job to show you it's worth $247, right? Okay, cool. You are welcome, Dina. Hi, Angie. Hi, Bianca. Perfect. Lots of comments. Do I have a joint venture program? Okay. So let's talk about that because you probably confused a couple people, but that's okay. So joint venture, affiliates, you're going to hear JV. It's like a partnership, right? So some people can come in and say, hey, go check out Stacy's product. Here it is, like an affiliate type deal. They would get a commission if somebody would buy. So I don't have like a year-round joint venture type program going on. I sometimes offer them for specific programs or specific launches, but usually with that, I only give them to my current clients that can actually say, hey, she knows what she's talking about, or people that I'm actually friends with that can vouch for me and say, this is a product. But I definitely don't have something where anybody could just sign up and then sell my products or programs, because I want like my name attached to somebody else. I need to know that you know me, and that you've invested in the program too and have seen results, and then you're sharing that information. Otherwise, it starts to feel kind of spammy, okay? Like the FabFitFun, you guys, I love that box. Like I'm so excited to be able to show you what's inside of it. I was recently approached to do, oh, maybe that's what you were asking me. I was recently approached to have a sponsor of these, they're like granola type bars, and they shipped to my house, so I got to try them. And they were so bad. Like I did not like them at all. Like I didn't even swallow the bite. I took a bite, couldn't even stand the smell, even bring it up my mouth, took a bite and I spit it out. And then I thought, well, I'm gonna see if my 2-year-old would eat this. And I wanted to make me actually eat anything. Like it's a fruit bar. Gave it to her and she hated it too. She wouldn't even take a bite. And I told the people, unfortunately, I'm so sorry, but I can't promote you because I only promote people that I love the product. Like I'm not going to tell my audience to go buy something if I don't like that product. Okay. So be really careful, you guys, if you're approached to do JVs, affiliates, all of that stuff, you're putting your name on somebody else's product. You better like it. Okay. All right. So I hope that answered your question. All right. I hope I'm saying this right. Elenam, she said, how do you actually find what their objections are? Good question. So I'm going to stick around for like 2 more minutes, guys. So keep the questions coming. Okay. I find out by market research, by looking at my Facebook group, by emailing people and saying, hey, could I jump on a call with you? Can I ask you some questions? Because as you are talking to them and you hear, oh, but what about this? Do I have to do this? Objections I've heard this week. Do I have to spend money to launch? How much time is this going to take for my family? I'm really nervous to tell my friends and family how to do this. I could probably have a bonus that was like how to break it to your friends and family. You're starting an online business, because so many of us struggled with that. Okay. So those are objections. Anytime somebody says, okay, so a lot of times objections, I can tell you, are money and time. Always, right? Who doesn't have money and time as an objection? How do you help save them money? How do you help save them time? For me, I have so many systems, I usually give some systems away because it will save you a ton of time when you have a system, when you have a checklist. Like, here's my to-do list, take it, okay? And then money too. Like, how can you help them? How can you show them that they're going to get that money back or it's going to be worth their time and their money? Okay. Oh my goodness, so many good questions. I am definitely going to have to come back on tonight and answer some of these, you guys. Oh my goodness, way more comments than I realized too. All right. So here's what I'm going to do, you guys, because we've been on for quite a while. I'm going to come back tonight sometime. I'm not sure when. I'll probably come back a little bit later when the kids are sleeping, a little after 7 Central. And I'll just quickly come on and answer some of these questions from here. And then if you show up live, I'll answer more of your questions live. All right. So I would love for you to go start posting inside of the She's Building Her Empire community. If you're posting it on your regular fan page, or Facebook page, I should say, or Instagram, make sure to hashtag launched in 90 because we want to see it. We want to go check you out and see what you're doing over there too. And we appreciate you sharing it out with everybody else and getting accountability partners. You guys are killing it in the space, on the Facebook group, getting an accountability partner. So I appreciate that. Claire just posted the link, so go check that out if you need to get signed up for the emails. I'll be back tonight sometime, but tomorrow, noon Central, we're talking about how do we actually launch it. What are the 4 ways? I tweaked this a little bit from last time. I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the pros and cons of every one of them and then give you some examples of people from the last Profit Mastermind of what they did and what they liked about it and some of those too, okay? All right, ladies, thank you for joining me. This was such a fun day today. I will catch you tonight or tomorrow, noon Central, here on my fan page. All right, bye, guys. See you in the Facebook group. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.